So, Jessica, I've brought you here today to Homewood Common this time, and I wanted to introduce you to Ella, who's the area ranger here.
Hello, Ella.
Hello.
So, Ella, we were talking on the way, Homewood Common, what's a common?
So a common, they started appearing around 1,000 years ago, and they're part of the feudal system, which is agricultural and economic, which is basically manorial wasteland, which was where poor people got given special access to remove timber or graze livestock or basically subsist when they couldn't own their own land.
Right. So well, this is still called a common. So are people still commoners now?
Yeah, so commoners are more specific than you might think.
Right.
People who live on or around a common who have been given rights by the landowner, which allow people who live in specific houses on or around the common to basically harvest from the land. Mm. So it will be things like estovers, which is collecting firewood, turbary, which is collecting turf or peat, or pannage, which is the rootling of pigs, herbage or pasture, which is livestock grazing, and that's any kind of grazing, cows, sheep, ducks, anything.
So if you've got all these animals roaming about on the common, helping themselves to the herbage, what sort of effect did that have on the landscape? Because this doesn't look like a meadow to me.
No, so essentially what happened on Holmwood Common, well, around the 1800s, we saw a big shift economically in this country and meant that a lot of poor people moved out and a lot of wealthy people moved into the countryside, mm-hmm. bought up land, and that meant that they didn't want to be doing subsistence agriculture on the common. So a lot of the active commoners sort of diminished. And then that reduced the amount of livestock that was grazing on the common. The livestock obviously are eating all of the foliage, munching down and trampling a lot of the sort of saplings or shrubs that are growing up. So you're ending up with a much more open, lower space. There still would have been woodland in some areas around the edges, but largely it would have been a much more open space.
So obviously this has grown up an awful lot now. Are you wanting to take it back to the way it used to look without trees or...?
No, so I'm in no way trying to restore it to the 1800s, which would have been a sort of very bare meadow, basically, large. What we're looking to do is the lifeblood of any woodland, really, is its open spaces and the connectivity between them. It's where things are moving through, it's where the change is happening. And so what we want to do is, where Holmwood Common has had no grazing for a very long time and minimal intervention, these open spaces have become enclosed and we want to open them up and reconnect them again.
I've seen, while walking up here, teams of volunteers hacking down holly saplings, for example, because there's so many of them, they grow so quickly. Is that what you're about? Are you clearing bigger areas? What are you doing?
So the holly clearance that's happened historically is because, as you say, the holly can become quite domineering. So it is one of the few species that does really well in lower light conditions, where the canopy has grown so close together in the absence of grazing. The holly and the brambles and bracken is one of the only things that can make it. I don't have any sort of Amazonian rainforest scale clearance plans in mind. It'll more be thinning for the most part, so reducing where the livestock grazing ended and there was a lot less activity on the common, a lot less harvesting. A lot of the trees that would have been outcompeted in their younger years have grown to maturity, and so they're very, very close together, very compact, not very healthy, good examples of trees of the age that they are. And so what we'll be doing is picking out a few of those to create more space in between, which will improve the light levels, which will allow those more delicate plants to get the light and be able to grow, so we don't just have a carpet of bracken and holly.
These areas that you're clearing and that getting some light in, does it benefit any particular species?
So it'll benefit all sorts of different species. So most things actually live in the grey areas. So you've got your high mature woodland, which is all really, really tall. And then you've got all the way down at the bottom, you've got bare ground. And then you've got your sort of herb pasture level. And then you get your scrub, and then you get your immature sapling secondary forest up until all the way to the top again. So at the moment, what you'll see is we've got quite a lot of hard edges. So you'll be grass, 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 30-foot tall tree, and there's not a lot in between. And so doing this sort of knocking back of the edges and reconnecting places is trying to create a bit more of that grey. The ecotone is what we were looking for.
Oh, nice word.
So you want to be creating an ecotone where you're gradually moving through from one type into another, because that is what would happen naturally.
It's quite wet here, isn't it, on Homewood Common? Is that a good thing? Is that beneficial for some nature conservation?
So, yeah, the wet woodland is one of the less prominent habitats that we have in our country. It's been in decline for some time. To be honest, in my personal opinion, some of the common could be wetter, which some of the locals might dispute because it gets incredibly muddy. But largely, the wet woodland is really great. You get things like willow tit, which are really struggling in other places of the country. So trying to restore and promote those wetter areas, which are, we're talking wet, like more like a swamp, that would be not in totality. We're not going to flood the whole common, but there are areas which could be really seeing some great advantages from being so wet.